Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, full disclosure before we start this program, I'm immensely angry today. I am extraordinarily angry today at the circumstances that's going on in this country, and it's probably going to show in some of the commentary that we get to today. So, full disclosure, I've just about had enough. And if you are like me, and I assume most of you are patriotic Americans who are looking out for what should be the best in this country, you should be angry too. You know, complacency and just saying, oh, well, what are you going to do about it? That solves nothing. And there's too many people with that attitude. There's too many people who just, oh, well, what can we do? What is it that we can do? I don't know. You can sink or swim. Because that's just about what your choices are. Sink or swim. Now, a few days ago, folks, Hamas literally parachuted in to Israel and killed innocent women, children, babies, teenagers, civilians, not soldiers, civilians. Did they kill a single soldier? Did they take a single soldier hostage? No, they did not. They targeted civilians at a dance party, and they went house to house, grabbing people out of their homes, children out of their cribs or cradles, setting them on fire, raping women. I want you to understand something, too. You know, we've heard these stories. Well, the women are being raped. Let me ask you a question. During a time when you are supposed to be in combat with your enemy, why are you becoming sexually aroused? Wouldn't you have to be sexually aroused to rape a woman? What sexual arousal are you getting by beating people to death, burning babies, dragging helpless people screaming out of their house? Who gets sexually aroused by that? Animals. Inhuman animals get sexually aroused by that. Not human beings don't get sexually aroused by that. So the rape parties that are going on is because they're very, very, very aroused by the power they're showing. We can kill the innocent. No one can stop us. Do you think that's rational people you can sit down at a table with and have peace talks? But that's not even what angers me the most. What angers me the most now is that we are seeing the cockroaches come out of the closet here in the United States. We are seeing pro-Palestinian protests all over the place. Now, we can chalk some of this up to the uneducated. We can chalk some of this up to these college students who have been indoctrinated, and they don't know any better. They legitimately do not know any better. They are told, basically, the Gaza Strip is an open-air prison. Israel can say what they want, but they control the power there. They can turn the water on and off. They can turn the electric on and off. They don't let people cross through. Okay, well, then maybe your money would be better spent instead of getting weapons. Maybe your money would be better spent on your infrastructure. Instead of Iran sending you all kinds of money to fund weapons, how about you get your own water supply? How about you build your own electrical grids? They don't want to do that. Because, folks, the simple fact is this. If tomorrow Israel said there is no border, everybody from the Gaza Strip can come to Israel and vice versa, that will not satisfy Hamas. That's not what they want. It's not what they want. I'm not saying all Palestinian people don't want that, but that's not what Hamas wants. So if you were to open up those borders, do you honestly, in your wildest dreams, think that a whole bunch of Israeli soldiers are going to go renegade, storm in there and start killing and raping people into the Gaza Strip, killing and raping Palestinians? Do you think that's going to happen? The answer is no, that wouldn't happen. Now let's reverse it. Would a whole bunch of Hamas soldiers come over and start raping and killing people? They already did. And the border is closed. So what do you think? Of course they're going to. What do you want, Israel, to open that up and just have mass casualties? Why should they? But yet, the news media, the propagandists that they are, and believe me, you're on the other side of the fence if you're saying, well, I'm a Democrat listening to this show because he's full of crap. Number one, you have no idea what you're talking about. Number two, I'm about to get to the other side, so don't you worry. As it stands now, the left-leaning newspapers literally took the word of a terrorist organization. And when Hamas said, we just had a hospital bombed and 300 to 500 people are dead, thanks to an Israeli attack, the New York Times couldn't wait to run with it. In fact, they couldn't wait to run with it to the point where they put a picture of a building that wasn't even the hospital. They used a stock photo of a building saying that that was the hospital, knowing full well it was not. Now, I want you to stop and think about that for a moment. A newspaper whose job it is to fact-check themselves knowingly took a picture from a different country of a building. And because they did not have picture confirmation of that hospital being bombed, put it in an article saying this is the hospital and it was bombed by Israelis. That's not propaganda. What is that then? When a newspaper will willingly lie to you and pretend to show you photographic evidence to support a story that they have not confirmed, is that or is that not propaganda? Well, guess what it turns out? Israel never fired that rocket. That came from Hamas. It was a misfire. Oh, and let's add more insult to injury. The hospital was not collapsed. The hospital was not hit. The parking lot was hit. The parking lot of the hospital was hit by a misfire of a Hamas rocket. We actually have audio confirmation that we picked up of two Hamas terrorists talking to each other saying it misfired and we hit the hospital parking lot. The building is still standing. As far as I know, there were some casualties, but nobody in that hospital. So why was our American news media so quick to run with a story that they did not verify and could not verify to the point of using phony pictures in an attempt to pretend that it was true and lead you into thinking it was true? What reason do you think they would have for that? That newspaper could have easily reported that there are reports that a hospital was bombed. We have no confirmation of it. We're not 100% sure whether it was Hamas who accidentally misfired a missile or it was an Israeli strike, but we are working to confirm it. How come you can't do that? How come you have to rush to take the side of the people who are dragging children out of their homes and killing them and raping women? I'll wait for that answer. There isn't one, but I'll wait for it. The answer really is because you are on the side of Hamas. I've told you for a long time that the real prejudice comes from the left, and now we're seeing it. Now, just recently, an entire group of Americans stormed the Cannon Rotunda at the Capitol building. Literally took over that floor. Literally took it over. No one is supposed to be in there. Were they called insurrectionists? Yes, they were. But you know who they were called insurrectionists by? Marjorie Taylor Greene. And guess what the newspaper said? Marjorie Taylor Greene shamelessly compares protesters to the insurrectionists of January 6th. Well, let's talk about that for a minute, shall we? Was anyone charged with insurrection? Everybody was charged with trespassing. Is that not exactly what this group did? Now, back when January 6th happened, I said anyone who committed any act of violence, vandalism or violence on another person or a Capitol police officer or anything else, belongs in prison. There is no justification for doing that. You broke the law, and just like anybody else who broke the law, you are subject to the law. But when you are overcharged, when you go in there and literally say, okay, well, I'm going to take a selfie, and you're charged with insurrection and then trespassing and held for a year without even a trial, that is a little bit different than 300 of these thousands of protesters being arrested and let out on $50 bail an hour later. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. How come the January 6th people weren't let out on $50 bail an hour later? None of them were charged with insurrection. They were all charged with trespass, some of them with vandalism. I got news. There are reports of a lot of vandalism and a lot of assault at this current situation at the Cannon Rotunda. There was a lot of it. But, oh, it's shameless to compare them. How dare Marjorie Taylor Greene compare them? Gee, I don't know, because it's very similar. Very, very similar. But you see how differently they're treated? Because no matter what anybody says, and that includes Joe Biden, who, to his credit so far, firmly behind Israel, even though it was his own policies that caused this to happen, and anyone who says differently just simply has no idea what they're talking about. Joe Biden's own policies, trying to appease Iran, funded Hamas to do what they are doing. Period. End of conversation. He said all the right things so far, to his credit. And a lot of and what happened, he's losing Democratic support. Why would you lose Democratic support for saying the right thing? Ilhan Omar and her ilk is saying, oh, this president is just terrible. Why? Because he has correctly called Hamas a terrorist group? Because he's correctly said that Israel drops pamphlets and warning bombs and everything, telling people to get out of the buildings before they bomb them? In the midst of times, Hamas is parachuting into Israel and killing babies? I think there's a little bit of a difference there. Oh, but that's no good. That's no good. Can't have that. Ilhan Omar and her ilk were the first to say, oh, see what Israel did to the hospital? Israel are terrorists too. Never got anything confirmed. Now has to say, well, I don't know. We're not. Yeah, it's too late. You took the side of the terrorists first. Why is your impulse to take the side of the terrorists first instead of the side of our allies? Explain that to me, please. If I took the side of our allies, if I said Israel did not do that, that is a lie, that is Hamas lie, Hamas did that, and it turned out that Israel really did do it, then I could come out and say, well, I was mistaken. I didn't think our allies would do anything like that. I think that's a horrible situation. And I would like an explanation. But at least I would have the reasoning that we are backing the people who are our allies first. We're giving them the benefit of the doubt. That's not what Ilhan Omar did. She gave Hamas, a terrorist group, the benefit of the doubt. So did the New York Times. So did many politicians. Literally. Giving Hamas the benefit of the doubt. Now, if you don't believe me, the half of this administration, pure communists. Josh Paul has retired. He's literally left his position in the Biden administration over the fact that Biden administration is supporting Israel. Josh Paul was one of the men, top men, in charge of sending and deploying weapons to our allies. He doesn't want to deploy them to Israel. In fact, he resigned over it. Calls it a policy difference. What's the policy difference? That you want to arm terrorists? It's exactly what you did. I didn't see you resigning when you gave Iran all that money. By the way, in the same breath that Joe Biden says, turns out the hospital that was bombed wasn't bombed by you guys. It was bombed by the other team. No, there's not another team, Joe, ball game. And they're not a team. One is a military force. The other is a terrorist organization. They're not the same thing. I would suggest you learn that. But in the same breath that he does that, he literally gives $100 million directly to Hamas. Now, he's saying, well, we're not doing it for that. We're doing it for the humanitarian thing so the people there can, you know, have some money. It's going to be a terrible hardship on them with this war being fought. You think Hamas is not going to seize that money? Are you that naive? Do you think in your wildest dream that Hamas is going to go around saying, here's a little money for you since you got displaced out of your home. Here's a little money for you. These are people who use their own people as human shields. These are people who say, let's build our tunnels underneath the school and underneath the hospital so they won't dare bomb them. And if they do, they'll kill civilians, and then we'll just drag the dead bodies onto the street and blame the Jews. But they're going to give the money. That's what they're going to do, Joe. They're going to give the money to the Palestinian citizens. Are you insane? I realize you're senile, but you can't be insane. So congratulations, you've just handed Hamas another paycheck. Fantastic job. Fantastic job. Everybody should just be proud. You should just be proud today. You should be proud of our college students who have no clue. They're out there protesting that Palestine, but that basically the Gaza Strip is an open-air prison. But they're not protesting what's happening to the Uyghurs in China. How come you're not worried about the Uyghurs in China? How come? How come when they're being raped and then forced to have abortions? Do you know that they're doing that to the women? Being kept in camps, beaten, slave labor. Are you worried about them at all? Why aren't you? Why isn't Ilhan Omar crying tears over that? Hmm? Why isn't she calling what's happening to the Uyghurs in China an open-air prison? It's not even open air. How come she's not asking for something to be done about that, huh? So before you give me any crocodile tears and say, but the bed, yeah, like you really care. You were quiet about all the other countries who are doing worse. So you don't care. You're misinformed, you're undereducated, or you're indoctrinated, one of the two. And I've just about had enough of it. If this is what you're sending your children to college for, stop it. You may as well send them to a Mooney camp. You may as well send them over across Jim Jones cult. That's what's happening here. You're sending your kids to college. You think they're going to grow up to be reasonable, rational adults, and they're indoctrinated into a cult of groupthink, and all of that groupthink is propaganda and nonsense. And then they come out thinking they're right. See, this is the thing. I listened to a girl say, no, Hamas never killed anybody. No, that's not true. No, that's propaganda by Israel. She believes it. She believes that with her whole heart and soul. She believes that because that's all she's been told. She has been indoctrinated, and she's never going to believe that what she was taught is incorrect. Because you allowed your child to enter a learning facility that is not a learning facility, it's an indoctrination camp. And that's exactly what they did. I just saw a gaze for Palestine. Do you understand that in what they do to gays in the Gaza Strip, the Hamas does to them? Do you understand what they do to them? I can't even stand the show what they do to them. But you're for them. That's a good thing. But if I refuse to call you a girl or a woman when you're clearly a man, I'm an evil Nazi. But Hamas is a wonderful organization when they're chopping the testicles off of men alive who they find to be gay. Amazing. I mean, I just don't know how much idiocracy this country can survive, but not much more. Because when you're looking at your college students, unfortunately, you're looking at the future, and the future looks as bleak as hell because these people are 100% indoctrinated. They have drank the Kool-Aid. There is no coming back. They are robots. Misinformed and yet absolutely arrogant in their belief that they're correct when they are not correct. And nobody's going to tell them any different. Nobody's going to tell them any different. They're going to just go right on their merry way thinking, I'm righteous and I'm good and I'm on the right side. You literally had an organization called Antifa who hid their faces behind masks so they could not be identified and committed active violence against people who did not subscribe to their political ideology, and they had the nerve to say, we're anti-fascist. The very thing I just described is the definition of fascism. Unbelievable. There is absolutely no self-awareness left on Earth with this generation. You, by definition, are fascists, and you are committing acts of fascism on the street in the name of anti-fascism. Think about that for a minute. You have gay and lesbians in this country who are fighting, saying we are not being treated fairly because we're not allowed to literally have sex on a train in public. We should be able to do that. We should be able to have sex in a public park in front of your children. We should be able to walk around with our things swinging. But it's okay if Hamas chops it off for finding out that you're gay. They're heroes. They're freedom fighters. They're wonderful people. We'll overlook the fact that they chop gay men's genitals off. But you better allow me to come swinging around your kid stark naked or you're a fascist. I just don't know what to say anymore. You can't be this stupid and survive. This country is dying from stupidity. It is dying from ignorance. And it is dying from indoctrination. And that was the design of the people who did the indoctrinating, by the way. You're killing this country. Because its future are those people who literally have no clue. None. It's pathetic. I want to get to a few more things here. Number one, let's talk about the Speaker of the House situation for a minute. Jim Jordan today said he is not going to go for a third round. He is temporarily pulling his name out, and he is going to support McHenry, who's the Speaker of the House temporary Speaker of the House, interim Speaker of the House. He'll throw his support behind McHenry till January. I want you to understand something, folks. The people who voted against Jim Jordan are Democrats. I don't care if they have an R next to their name. It doesn't matter. One idiot actually voted for John Boehner. You know what that is? That's putting his middle finger up in your face and saying, F you. F you if you happen to be a Trump supporter. F you if you happen to be a part of this mega Republicans. F you because we're not going to vote for anybody who has that philosophy. I'll vote for John Boehner. Yeah, because John Boehner is going to win with one vote. You're holding up the process and you're doing it on purpose. Now people say, well, Matt Gaetz did the same thing. No, Matt Gaetz did not. Let me make that very clear. What Matt Gaetz did is said, I am not going to vote for a rhino Republican unless he makes some concessions. Unless he says we are going to run this as real Republicans and real conservatives, not rhinos who are more Democrat than Republican. He made those promises. McCarthy made those promises. And so Matt Gaetz voted for him. Or he didn't, but everybody else did, whatever. He got in by saying, yes, I will make those concessions. We will be running this House in a conservative manner, and then turned right around and did exactly what he wanted to do. Because you know what he thought to himself? There's no punishment for this. I'll make them any promise I want to make them. And the second that I get in, I'll do whatever the F I want and screw them. So let me ask you a question. Did Matt Gaetz do anything illegal? I love how all of these people, including someone who I very much admire, In Mark Levin. Mark Levin is constantly saying, the Constitution, the Constitution, the Constitution, and he's right. But he's not right about this. Mark, did Matt Gaetz do anything unconstitutional? Or did he follow the Constitution to the letter? He followed the Constitution to the letter. And McCarthy lost. And crying about it is not going to help you. It was put there for a reason, Mark. Just like everything else in the Constitution, just like everything else in our laws and bylaws, it was put there for a reason. He utilized that law, it worked, and now you're going to vilify him for it. Why? He did nothing unconstitutional. He did nothing illegal. He circumvented no rule, nothing. He used exactly what was planned by our forefathers, by the people who made these rules, and he won. And now you're crying about it. And now all of the rhino Republicans saying, no, we won't vote for him. He's a mega Republican. Well, I got news. Who do you think the nominee is going to be in the Republican Party? Think it's going to be Vivek Ramaswamy? Forget it. You think it's going to be Tim Scott? Forget it. It's not going to be DeSantis either. They've lost. Face it. I know that people are all clinging to maybe Trump will be arrested. Forget it. You've got your nominee. And he said he backed Jordan. And that should have been enough for the Republican Party to say, fine. This is going to be our candidate in 2024. We'll give him what he wants, which is a Speaker of the House that he supports. No, you didn't. And you're purposely not doing it because you don't want him in. You don't want Trump. There is a good amount of Republicans who do not want Trump. And the reason they don't want Trump isn't because Trump did anything horrible. What did he do? We're going to get to the Sidney Powell thing in a minute, too, because I know a lot of people are saying Sidney Powell pled guilty, and that means Trump is guilty. Hey, hold on. What did Trump do? Lower the gas prices to $2 a gallon? Basically have China on their hands and knees with their economy? Crippled Iran. Absolutely crippled them. They couldn't have had a dime sideways to fund any kind of Hamas. Wiped out ISIS completely. Shall I keep going? Said he was going to build the wall and you stopped him, and now all of a sudden the Biden administration's like, we've got to build a wall. Yeah, no shit. Tell me the things Trump was wrong about. I'll tell you one, keeping Dr. Fauci where he was. But in a time when we were going through this kind of panic, are you really going to blame them for putting a guy they said was the top expert there? We found out what a charlatan he was, but hey, it took a little while, didn't it? So this country had no wars under Donald Trump. Now we got two. This country was energy independent under Donald Trump. Now we're begging for it. You could afford to actually go to the grocery store. Now you can't. Our enemies used to respect us. Now people are saying, we're not even going to go meet with your president. You know how many people snub Joe Biden? They're not even meeting with him. It's not even merit our attention. Think they'd have done that with Trump? So you have no reason. I'll tell you what the reason is. Because your good old boys club, if we're half Democrat, half Republican, we're going to play fight and then go to the same cocktail parties and share the same money and scam people, is coming to an end if Donald Trump gets elected again. And the people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Chip Roy and a few of these other people who understand very clearly what you're doing are trying to expose you. And he exposed McCarthy. He held McCarthy responsible for lying to the American people and, more importantly, to the House about what kind of a speaker he would be. That's what happens when you're at a job. You're held responsible for what you do. If you tell somebody, if you hire me, I will do X, Y, and Z. And then they hire you and you don't do X, Y, and Z, they fire you. Even if Mark Levin calls on the telephone and says, I'll fire him, you're fired. McCarthy did not do what he said he was going to do. So how the hell do you want to keep him in? This is the problem with politicians. They know they can lie and there is no consequence. The same politicians who are sitting there telling you the reason crime is up is because there's no consequence for your actions are the same people who lie to you and say there's no consequences for my actions. Well, I want consequences for those actions. And guess what? McCarthy got the consequences of those actions. He got his ass booted. And the people who are butthurt over it are the people who are voting for John Boehner. I want you, if you're a good conservative, I want you to take note of every single person who voted against Jim Jordan. And I'm telling you, if you live in their district, do not vote these people back in. Because they are not what they say they are, just like McCarthy was not what he said he was. These are your typical politicians who are used car salesmen who say, I'll say anything to make a sale. I don't give a shit if this car collapses on the road with you and your kids in it, flips over 10 times and explodes. No blood on my hands. Tired of it. And you should be tired of it too. I'm fed up with it. Now let's talk about Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell was always a crackpot. I told you on this show when it was first happening. I don't trust Sidney Powell. But let me explain to you why this is not bad news for Donald Trump. Sidney Powell now has pled guilty to 6 charges of some kind of election interference. And the left are just going crazy saying, this means Trump is guilty. She's going to testify against Trump. No, just the opposite. It proves Trump is innocent. Because in order for Donald Trump to be guilty, he would have had to have known that the election was not fraudulent. And when he was being told by the very people he employed, it was fraudulent. It is fraudulent. We have proof. We have proof. We have proof. What do you want that man to do? So if his legal counsel assured him that there was problems with Dominion voting machines or whatever, there were votes out there that weren't counted, whatever it happened to be, and he took their advice, then he's not guilty. Because in order to be guilty, they would have had to tell him, nah, man, you lost. But we think we can fix it to make it look like you didn't. No one ever said that. No one ever said that. And by the way, I have told you a million times, but I'll tell you a million and one for the people who don't get it. The election was not fair. I don't care if the Dominion voting machines worked perfectly, and I doubt they did. I don't care if there weren't any double ballots counted and all that stuff, and I believe there were. But even if there were not, you're not going to tell me that you changed these election laws in key states fairly when the minute the election was over, you rescinded those laws, calling them unconstitutional. Why did you change them? And by the way, you didn't change them legally. You didn't go through the court systems in the proper manner. So these laws were unconstitutional to begin with. You're absolutely right. So the very laws that cost Donald Trump or gave Joe Biden votes in key states, it's unconstitutional. You admitted it. Number two, the FBI hid the fact that Hunter Biden's laptop was real, and 1 in 6 voters that voted for Joe Biden said they would not have voted for Joe Biden had they known that that laptop was real because it had incriminating evidence about Joe. The FBI kept silent when people were asked, and they even allowed Joe Biden to go on to a debate and say, that has been debunked, that is not true, that is not my son's laptop. He said that in a debate. No one challenged him. The FBI didn't come out and say, oh, no, wait a minute. We're investigating this, and we can assure you that is a real laptop. We don't know about Joe's involvement, but that laptop is legit. They didn't say that. So they kept vital information out of voters' minds. So, of course, the election was fraudulent. Of course it was. And as far as Trump's phone call in Georgia saying, find me those votes, if someone says, we think there's about 2,000-3,000 votes that was not counted, and you call up and say, find me those 2,000 or 3,000 votes, that's not asking someone to manufacture votes. That's asking somebody to find what you said was there. Now, if they lied and there weren't those votes there, how is that Trump's fault? How is that Trump's fault? So Sidney Powell pleading guilty and probably going to try to testify. She'll do anything because, listen, I always thought from the very beginning that Sidney Powell was more of an agent provocateur. She was there to try to railroad Trump supporters into thinking things were one way. She was trying to make Trump look bad. Just like this QAnon garbage. QAnon was invented by liberals as a joke. Some people took it seriously, but it was invented to make Trump supporters look and conservatives look like idiots. So Sidney Powell gets on and says, I have evidence. Tucker Carlson exposed her very early on, said, show it or shut up. And she couldn't show it. I don't know how she could have possibly interfered in an election when she wasn't even around until after the election was over. But whatever she pled guilty to, it's not going to have any ramifications on Donald Trump. Because if anything, it's going to prove that his legal counsel led him astray, which absolves him of any guilt because he would not have been aware of the truth, correct? This is where we are in this country, folks. Strong-arming people's lawyers to testify against them, just like you did when you impeached him, remember? Oh, let's get his lawyers to turn against him. We'll threaten them with hundreds of years in jail if they don't say bad things about Trump. Why are you so desperate to destroy this man? Let me ask you a question. Let's put it down to a level everybody understands. Let's say you find out your husband or your wife has a second phone, and they say, well, that's my business phone. I only use that for business. And you say, can I look through your phone? And they say, oh, yeah, you can look through my phone. And they look through your private phone and say, oh, can I look through your business phone? No. Why? No. Mm-mm. Well, can you just scroll? No. I won't even unlock it for you. Are you going to say, well, that's perfectly normal? Or are you going to say, what are you hiding? Why? Why would you protect that phone so desperately from me if there's nothing on it? Correct? Well, now I'm asking you a question. Why would you try to destroy this man so desperately if there's nothing in it for you? Why would you go to the lengths that you're going to right now to destroy a human being and prevent him from being the president if there's really nothing in it for you? Proven he was a good president. I mean, let's face it. He was a good president. You can't find anything that you can really argue with him about. All you can say is Nazi, fascist, bully, racist. No, 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 no. I don't want to hear any of that. What I want to hear is what was the policies that were horrible? You can't find any. How were we worse off under him than we are now? You can't find a reason. You've been indoctrinated, just like those people who are screaming gays for Palestine, knowing that you'd be killed by Hamas within seconds. Because you've been indoctrinated. You believe something that is not true. You believe the media and their propaganda that Donald Trump is evil, Donald Trump is racist, Donald Trump is horrible, Donald Trump is the devil. You believe all that because that's what the news media has decided to put inside your mind, and you are too weak to understand the difference between propaganda and fact. So you just believe it. Just like the gays believe that the Palestinians are right, Hamas is right. Even though if they went there, they would die. Just like Greta Thunberg believes that if the United States would just follow the Green New Deal, China would be forced to. Yeah, China's going to follow us, Greta. Because they do that with all that stuff, like human rights and all that stuff, right? Notice she's not down there giving a speech. Why? Because they throw her in jail. That's why. Women's rights, everybody's screaming, but they're raping women. They're literally raping the women. And once again, I want you to understand very clearly what kind of a mindset that takes. If I was told you're going to storm into a country and start killing people because they're our enemies, I don't think that's the time to think about sex. I don't think that's the time to think about, my own libido. So why are these Hamas guys can't wait to rape the women? Because they're becoming sexually aroused by the horrors that they're doing. Oh, I just burnt a baby alive. Guess I'll have some sex now. Does that sound normal? Does that sound like people you want to negotiate with? Does that sound like people you want to storm the goddamn Capitol to support? But Donald Trump, he's the devil. If you storm the Capitol to support him, you're evil. Let that sink in for a minute. Support Trump, you're evil. Support rapists and baby murderers, you're freedom fighters. You're just protesters. There's just a difference of opinion here. Where's the difference of opinion? It either is or is not okay to rape women and kill babies. And I would humbly suggest it's not okay. Not even in the name of freedom. I got a news flash for you. All of you people who are so interested in supporting Hamas. If I ever got locked up for being a Trump supporter, which could happen, I guess, and they told me, well, you know, we'll let you out, but you have to kill a baby, I'll stay in jail for the rest of my life. Well, we'll let you out, but you got to rape this woman. No, I'll stay in jail for the rest of my life. Because you're not taking that away from me. You're not taking the last shred of humanity away from me. You can take my freedom, but you're not taking my humanity. So for all of these people who think this is just fine, people are freedom fighters, I want you to ask yourself a serious question. Why didn't they target the military bases? Why didn't they let the women and children go? We have American hostages right now. Right now, as we speak, there are American hostages being held by Hamas. You know why they're being held by Hamas? Because good old Joe, good old Uncle Joe, gave a big payday last time we had hostages to free those hostages. Now, if your loved one, your mother, your daughter, your sister, your brother was kidnapped by a crazy person, you know what the FBI would say? We don't negotiate. We're not paying any ransom. You don't negotiate with kidnappers because they'll kill the people anyway, and even if they don't, it sets a bad precedent because then they'll just kidnap more people. Oh, that's because that's your loved one. They'll sure as hell negotiate with anybody who takes them to give back their prisoners, huh? Oh, we'll give you a whole bunch of money and all your prisoners back. So they can go right back out onto the battlefield and kill more people. And people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all these other people will just applaud. They've infiltrated the Democratic Party. I warned you from the day I in this chair and brought you my very first broadcast. I told you that the Democratic Party has been infiltrated by communists, fascists, and socialists. And pretty soon they're going to outnumber the regular Democrats. And that's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. So as a show, they arrest 300 people who stormed the Cannon Rotunda. And they let them out on $50 bail. They're all home tonight with their families. Are everybody from January 6th home with their families? They had a legitimate protest, too. They didn't feel that their vote counted. They had people in their parties that were violent and caused trouble, just like the 300 people who recently protested here had people in their party that were violent and caused trouble. So what's the difference? I'll tell you what the difference is. One supported Donald Trump. That's the difference. There's no other difference. One supported Donald Trump, who they hate. The other is supporting Hamas. Now, let's just talk about this. If you hated Hamas so much and you really thought they were a terrorist organization, then you would say anybody who supports them are terrorist supporters, correct? Hamas is literally deemed a terrorist organization by the United States of America. So by proxy, if you support them, you should be a terrorist supporter, correct? How come terrorist supporters are not being thrown in jail for a long period of time, like January 6th protesters who just supported a president of the United States who was not a terrorist? How come? And how come when Marjorie Taylor Greene says that, that's a shameless thing to say? I would say that she's not only right, she didn't go far enough. Every single person in that room, and I know they were saying, we're calling for a ceasefire. Well, that's very easy to do. How about I do this? How about I walk over to Rashida Tlaib and punch her square in the face and then say, oh, ceasefire. You don't get to do nothing back to me. I call peace. Can't call the police. Nothing else. I'm calling right now. Peace. Wouldn't work. You see, you don't get to come over and kill so many Jewish civilians, women, children, babies, elderly, everything else, and then say, oh, peace. No, it doesn't work that way. Israel's had enough of it. If you didn't want your civilians killed, don't come over and kill theirs. Because guess what? Now you've put your people in danger, but you did it. Israel wasn't storming the Gaza Strip killing people. You did it. So every single last person who unfortunately and horribly becomes collateral damage in this war, Hamas called for. And it's Hamas's fault. Every single piece of collateral damage that happens as a result of that attack can be blamed squarely on Hamas. No attack, none of your civilians would be hurt. Correct? Did you hear anything about Israeli forces storming the Gaza Strip, pulling people out of their houses? Because I must have missed that. It was the reverse. You don't just get to go and arbitrarily commit acts. You know what that would be like? That would be like if on 9/11 they flew the planes into the towers and then said, peace. We're calling peace. You don't get to do anything in retaliation. It's over. Would you have liked that? Both the Democrats and the Republicans were all too happy to exact revenge, correct? But Israel can't. Israel just has to take it. And if they don't, college students will storm the Capitol, crying about how Hamas is right and Israel's wrong, because that's what their college professors have told them. Every one of them should be fired. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, gone. They need to go. They should be immediately barred as terrorist sympathizers. How do you have a terrorist sympathizer literally representing the country? How do you have that? Well, we do. We absolutely do. And nobody cares. But if you support Donald Trump, well, that's a line too far. You can support Hamas. You can go join ISIS. You can go be a member of the Taliban. But God forbid you wear a MAGA hat, and you are going to be targeted as a horrible fascist, Nazi, whatever new phrase they want to come up with. I mean, if it wasn't so ridiculously damaging to this country, it would almost be funny. Your ignorance is almost funny. Because the people who are the most ignorant are the ones who are convinced they're the most intelligent. That's the thing I cannot figure out. I just can't figure it out. I'm watching the gaze for Hamas people, and I'm saying, I just don't understand. You may as well have African Americans for the Ku Klux Klan. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And the propaganda that you're being told by both sides, the Republicans, well, if we had a Speaker of the House, none of this would have happened. Oh, yeah, if Nancy Pelosi was still Speaker, you know, Hamas wouldn't have dared to do anything. Come off it. You just want to cram down another rhino on us. Don't give me that bull. That Speaker of the House is doing shit. That's what's happening. Absolute shit. We've already got enough legislature. Every 5 minutes is more legislature and more legislature. I don't care if there's ever a Speaker of the House, to be honest with you. But you got to convince the American people that, oh, you just got to get somebody in there right away or it's going to be pandemonium. Your life will never be the same without a Speaker of the House. You need him to survive. No, we don't. Take your time and get somebody good. I don't care if it's 6 months. I don't want another rhino who's just going to lie to the American people and pretend to be on our side and then go vote with the Democrats every goddamn chance they get. I'm tired of it. You'll notice that every single Democrat voted for the same person for Speaker of the House, right? Did you see 45 names? Did you hear Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter? No, you didn't hear any of that. They all voted for the exact same guy. Meanwhile, our Republicans are John Boehner, Mickey Mouse. Knock it off. I'm absolutely sickened by the propaganda that's happening in this country. I'm sick of it. And I'm more sick of the fact that it's being force-fed down your throats and you're believing it. Let me get to the phones. Caller, you there?
Yes, of course. Hello, Marcus. Jeez, you scared the crap out of me. You know, I couldn't agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. And the sad part is that this is the equivalent, talking about Hamas and the conflict currently in the Middle East. This is the equivalent of, you know, a schoolyard bully repeatedly punching the same kid in the nose on the playground for weeks on end. And the kid finally retaliates and punches that guy in the nose, breaks his jaw, and everybody just takes the bully side who provoked it to begin with and said, oh, my God, that's outrageous. I can't believe this kid would retaliate and break his nose.
And let me get to this quickly. Derek in the chat room saying, well, I support keeping as many people alive in Palestine and Israel as possible. That would be a very nice pipe dream, Derek. But what do you want? Then what is the appropriate response? I would like your response to this. What is the appropriate response that Israel should take when they are literally attacked in a terrorist manner and have their civilians murdered, the equivalent of which is actually greater percentage-wise than we suffered on 9/11. What is the appropriate response? Do nothing? Yell? Scream? Holler? Cry? What is the exact response you want them to do? Take care of the terrorists? Okay. Well, we're going over there. That's exactly what they're going over there for, to wipe out Hamas. And when Hamas hides in hospitals, and when Hamas hides in schoolyards, and when Hamas hides in private homes, what is it that you want them to do? Say, damn them, they outsmarted us. They put their base underneath a hospital. I guess we'll just have to go home. Is that what you want? Because I just don't know. Here's the reality. I hate to hit it with you. Innocent people die in a war. And it's a damn shame, and I don't like it either. But the bottom line of the situation is this. If Hamas wants to put their people in danger, Hamas is responsible for the casualties they suffer. Simple as that. If you're going to pull your girlfriend in front of you during a knife fight and she gets stabbed, whose fault is it? It's your fault. You don't hide behind your girlfriend. Well, Hamas is hiding behind the citizens. Israel gave them the warning to leave. You know what Hamas said? You're not going anywhere. And then one of the leaders of Hamas says, that's not true. How could we stop a million people? By shooting them the same way you always do. Who's going to be first? Maybe you can't stop a million people, but who's going to be the first people? You're going to take your wife and kids and walk out when you got Hamas assassins there ready to just open fire on you? And they tell you, get back in the goddamn building? Or die? Hamas won't let them leave. They want them as human shields. They don't give a damn about life. Do you think they give a damn about life when they're beheading children in front of their mothers and then raping them? And you think they care about life? I realize you're not on the side of Hamas. I'm just saying, you can't say, well, innocent Palestinians are going to die and that's evil too. It's not. It's bad, but it's not evil, because the evil is Hamas. Innocent Palestinians do not have to die. All Hamas would have had to have done was to say, all of you evacuate then and go to northern Gaza, and we'll fight the fight. We'll fight the fight, but they didn't, did they? Oh, no, they didn't, because they don't want that. They want those casualties so they can parade them around and say, look what Israel did. They're the real terrorists. That's what they want. It's propaganda. When we dropped a bomb on Hiroshima, I bet you some innocent children died. Bet you they did. Are we terrorists? We got to stop this propaganda. We got to stop it. We got to stop believing it. No one wants anyone to die. But when you're attacked in this manner, there is only one appropriate response, and that is to go in and wipe out the people who did it. And if they're hiding behind innocent people, then I would suggest that they're the ones who are putting those innocent people's lives in danger. It's folks, it all boils down to this. You either believe the propaganda or you open your eyes.
Marcus Kane, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
I'm